This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
After about 2 or 3 years now, we welcome the inimitable Walter Bosley back to the Paracast. And I'm seeing here that he's been a busy bee, not just writing books, but publishing books. And some of them are from people that I know. And so I'm going to ask you the very simple question here. Walter Bosley, what have you been up to for the past couple of years?
Well, Gene, yeah, inimitable. That's a good one. I like that.
I charge extra if you want to use it.
So, since I talked with you guys last, I was researching and put out my book, The Esoteric Napoleon, which is the fourth book in my Secret Missions series. And also, I have, as you said, I published our friend William Michael Mott, some of his books. I put out a book that it's a short book, but it pretty much goes into my personal paranormal and weird experiences, because I was having people ask me about that. I was talking about it here and there, and I thought, well, you know, I'll put out a little book on this. So I put that one out. And most recently, I did a book with a co-author, a young researcher named Todd Wood. That book's titled The Mystery of Ingersoll Lockwood. Yeah, I've been kind of busy. Oh, and in the middle of that, last year I had a little adventure with cancer and survived that. So, you know, my 2020 was as interesting as everybody else's. So,
this 2020, I don't want to repeat this at all, because we will get into political stuff that you don't want to hear about. Let's just say when I go outside, because I'm older, I think, than either of you, and I go out among the crowd, among the masses. I stay away from the masses. But even in supermarkets, I have to dart. I have to, hide behind things, because people are running around without a mask and without any care in the world. It's dangerous out there.
It is. It is. And the irony for me, you know, last year and still now a little bit, is that whether there was the COVID thing or not, no matter where you stand on it, whether there was the COVID thing or not, being a cancer patient, I would have been wearing a mask anyway. So it was a good timing for me, you could say, in a way, to go through the cancer experience. You know, it's one of those things where you got to be careful with it, because it can sneak up on you. And like you say, I mean, I'm probably not too far behind you in the age thing. I'm just a few years shy of 60, and now, having gone through cancer, I'm in that age range where I got to be careful with it. I'm like you. I go to the grocery store when I know there's not going to be many people there, and I avoid that. And we do what we have to do to deal with these things.
And I always wonder here, people who say that ET is here to help us rather than to harm us. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, ET is feckless. E.T. is totally helpless to do even the simplest things to help us. I mean, they're a waste. Well, why do we need them?
They're essentially us. You know, I've said that in the past talking with you guys. You know, I think that they're no better, no worse than we are. They're essentially us. So, you know, we which means we got to fend for ourselves. We can't expect them to come in and swoop down and rescue us, because they haven't done it yet, have they?
Well, that's the question that we've talked about, if there's an ET, or we have these visitors, where they might come from. Of course, last week we had Dr. Michael Masters, who says they are visitors from the future.
Could be. I like that one. You know, I'm fond of the time travel, time technology, time possibility in the mix. I think it definitely needs to be a part of the conversation. It's as valid a discussion as any other. I would say this, though. I would say that, and this is a nod toward, you know, the materialists. Yeah, time travel, time technology, time phenomena. It's an interesting discussion and everything. But here's the thing. The ET possibility does kind of edge that one out on the practical level, because we know our planet exists. We know we live here with all the animals and things on it. So the odds are that, you know, we can say other planets exist with life and that there's intelligence. And, you know, if they exist and we exist and we can get to our moon and now we can get to Mars, they can get to us. And that is a more practical reality than time travel. You know, we have to admit that. As much as I like the idea of the time travel, and as much as I lean towards, I think, something being possible in that direction, and I have to admit, the ET possibility is still a little more practical.
Of course, you've also dealt with breakaway civilizations, and when we talk about that, are we talking about another group of humans who just couldn't take the rest of the world and decide to go their own way, or are they extraterrestrials setting up shop?
Oh, I don't think they're extraterrestrials. I definitely think they're, you know, humans from our world, you know, some among us who I think in some cases, yeah, didn't like the way things were, the direction things were going. And this is all hypothetical, of course. It's just what I think. And I think that, yeah, they just kind of did their own thing. Now, I've gotten away from using the phrase breakaway civilization. I prefer to say breakaway society or even just breakaway group, because civilization, you know, you can get into specific definitions on things, but what we're talking about is, you know, the impression, the colloquial use of something. And civilization, I think, in most people's minds, tends to imply there was the Roman civilization, there was the Greek civilization, there was the Mayans, and on and so forth. Okay, and these are not just different cultural civilizations, but in different eras. Okay, so to me, a civilization implies something that's just way bigger and more complex than a breakaway group could achieve. So that's why, because I think these breakaways, if they exist, I think that they're people, you know, they're us. There's a number of, you know, us things are doing certain things, but they have to coexist with us. Okay. They're doing things separate from us, but still where they get their physical resources is where we get ours. They are people that have access to those resources, control and ownership of certain resources and enough money to where they can do their own thing. They can hypothetically, they could build their own spaceships and have their own space program, but it's not like a separate civilization where they have cities and worlds and that, you know, are just hidden from us or something. And I think that's what the word civilization implies, and it's too big of a word for it. My perspective of the breakaways is that they're a group, kind of, they're doing secret things, but they probably have, you know, a mansion, you know, in Providence, Rhode Island with Newport, Rhode Island with all the other Richies, you know, or wherever they could live. One of them could live next door to you, actually, is what I'm saying hypothetically. So that's where I'm at right now with breakaway hypothesis from my perspective.
That means, of course, that possibly my next door neighbor, when I see her come and go occasionally, she is one of them.
it could be. And, you know, I'm using the next door neighbor example as, you know, just an example of, you know, to illustrate that they don't have to be living in some amazing domed superstructure under the sea or in the hollow earth. That's the point. That they're, you know, they could be somebody that just, you know, has a penthouse apartment in Manhattan, okay, and goes to, you know, their people go to the, you know, the hoity-toity grocery store down the street or something, but they would still be in this breakaway group, you know. And as far as the extent of a civilization, so to speak, being breakaway, I think that the closest that they come to that is the extent to which they're embedded in our industrial base, particularly our military industrial complex, and the extent of the influence they have on, you know, politically and financially in the world. So technically, in my view, the civilization of breakaway civilization, it's really our civilization being influenced or maybe run by a group that we're not so readily aware of. But we are that civilization in a way.
Walter Bosley, lots of things to talk about, including a book he published, co-authored by the one and only Richard S. Shaver. I want to ask about that. Speaking of hollow earths and caverns and such, more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We are visited by the one and only Walter Bosley, who's landed here from his breakaway mansion, deep in the recesses of the caverns within Mount Shasta. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's beyond Lemuria.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would have been the Shaver novel had he lived. Of course, he died in the 1970s.
Have you seen the Beyond Lemuria film? Have you seen the Beyond Lemuria film, the Polk Runyon movie?
No.
Oh, it's a delight. You must get this DVD. It's all based on the Shaver stuff, and you've got to see it. It's a B-minus delight.
Well, let me ask you a question here. Is it maybe on Netflix or Amazon? I mean, who buys DVDs
it might
anymore?
Be. Oh, I do. I love having the darn DVD. The my precious, I can possess the physical medium. But, check it out. You can certainly see a trailer on YouTube.
I thought you were going to do an Andy Serkis imitation. My precious. But, of course, you're not going to do that. No, I wanted to bring up, because we mentioned it kind of briefly here, the book that was edited or put together by William Michael Mott, who had been on the PowerCast a number of times in the early years, and Richard Shaver, called This Tragic Earth. Now, is this a collection of fictional stories or what?
No, this is a collection of his, when Richard Shaver's talking about, when he did the rock cutting and he was finding, he believed, the artwork that was, the story of the lost antediluvian history in the rocks. It's a book that shows photos of these rock cuts. Quite honestly, you're looking at some and, I just can't see it. But others, you go, oh, okay, that's interesting. Did he enhance that? Or, is it pareidolia or whatever you want to call it, whatever that word is, I always get it wrong. If you're into the whole Richard Shaver thing, This Tragic Earth is really, it's a must-have. And I'm not saying that just because I'm publishing the current edition of it. He had a, previous publisher that went out of business. And, I felt that way about the book before I was publishing it, when he came to me needing, wanting to know, because we've been friends for a while. And he said, hey, I'm free. You want to published through your label? I said, absolutely. And I was excited to have this Shaver book in the catalog, because it's Shaver. Whether you believe him or not, it's still, the Richard Shaver material. It's a nice addition.
Well, I knew Shaver fairly well, Walter.
Oh, wow.
In the 60s, mid-60s through the 70s when he died.
Oh!
My first wife and I, Geneva, actually went to his cottage home, where he and Dorothy lived in Summit, Arkansas, in, 1972, 1973. You see, I'm older than you think. But the more important thing here is just finding the place. Because it's a tiny town with, four people. Maybe it's five people now, right. I don't know. But he sent us the rocks, and he told us how to see the pictures. And we looked at the pictures, and I have to tell you, okay, nobody will believe me. I don't have the pictures anymore. I don't have the rocks. I don't have the letters, because decades have passed. We published some in Caveat Emptor magazine we had, which is online if you look for it, courtesy of Isaac Coy. But we saw the stuff in those rocks, and we didn't think about it at the time. Right. And then we started seeing TV sci-fi shows where they use crystals, not just for electronic purposes, but to store information. One, of course, sure. example is Superman, the movie, 1978, where Clark Kent, Kal-El, finds these crystals in the Fortress of Solitude made up of crystals, and is able to then to receive the recordings of his father. Of course, if you go into the Stargate legend with Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis, they're always using crystals for something.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I tell you?
I think that's really cool that you knew him and you got to see those things firsthand. Like I said, there's some of them when I look at them, it's obviously there's stuff there. On the cover of the book, I decided to feature a couple of the best ones of the Shaver rock imagery. And I'm got to tell you, as a publisher, I'm really proud of that book. It looks nice. I did it nice. And the beauty is it's Shaver's material. It's not artwork that I did or had someone do. It's, using Shaver's material is really the best way to, get a reader's attention, because on the front cover and the back cover, these are some of the pictures we're talking about, and you've seen them firsthand. Some of them are very detailed, very colorful, and at face value, it's images of figures. The figures of this lost history and such. And I don't know, you know, you knew them. I kind of lean towards, I'd like to think that it some or all of it's legit. I just don't know because I'm not close enough. What's your opinion of that?
Well, it's interesting here because I also knew Ray Palmer. And I met Ray Palmer in 1965. Mm-hmm. And this gets to be an interesting story. We've told it before. Where I think we even had the former editor Shavertron on the PowerCast several years back. And we even had Ray Palmer's son on the show at one point in time. Of course, he never got into the sci-fi and all the stuff that Palmer did. But Palmer was an interesting character, let's face it. And he had all sorts of influences that aren't even apparent. As, for example, there is a comic book character called Atom, A-T-O-M with periods, and it was based on the story of a scientist creating this suit that miniaturizes him, Atom. And the name of the character they use in the comic book, and it was also featured on TV in what they call the Arrowverse on the CW, but the character's name was Ray Palmer.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah. And those of you who have watched The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow on the CW, the character Ray Palmer was played by a muscular actor named Brandon Routh, who also played Superman in Superman Returns. He played Ray Palmer. So every time I hear people say the name Ray Palmer, I'm thinking of this little 4'11" guy with a severe hunchback condition who could barely walk, but he was just such an interesting cat. And anyway,
well,
about Shaver,
he's a huge figure in his world.
He was an
amazing
figure.
I say he's a huge figure in the publishing world for that stuff, you know?
He was a co-founder of Fate magazine and everything. Now, let's talk about the interview because it mentioned Shaver. So I'm talking to him, and he just drops this. We got the exclusive on it. That during the years in which Shaver claimed he had been a captive of the Deros in the caverns, he was really in a mental institution. But wait.
Right.
Palmer said, despite that, and because of experiences that he had, he believed Shaver. Also, if you look at the backstory of why Shaver was put there, supposedly the family of a woman he married who hated him railroaded him to get him in a mental institution back in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was easier to do there. There was no due process. Walter Bosley, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Construction of a wall on the country's southern border was halted this week by an executive order from President Biden. About 450 additional miles of border fencing were built during former President Trump's administration. Representative Yvette Harrell says that halting construction of the wall takes away a tool to secure the southern border. The New Mexico Republican tells Fox News that the executive order puts everyone at further risk.
Another executive order that really will have a profound effect on New Mexico, a border state. We know the wall worked, and we have to protect the communities, the ranchers, the farmers, the families that live in our border communities. And this executive order, again, with the immigration issue, puts everybody at risk further. And so it's unbelievable that we would actually compromise the safety and health and really the national security of our nation by virtue of these executive orders.
This is USA Radio News. Maryland became the second state to identify a case of the highly transmissible South African strain of the coronavirus. The state announced Saturday that an adult from the Baltimore metro area tested positive for that variant. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee, and he tells CNN that the appearance of variants is not unexpected, but what concerns him is the possibility of a variant appearing that the vaccines are ineffective against.
The critical question is, not or is it going to create variants, it's going to create variants. The critical question is, are those variants functionally different than the original strain? In other words, are they more likely to be contagious? Are they more likely to cause more severe disease, i.e. be more virulent? And then most worrisome at all, are they likely to resist vaccine-specific immunity? People are looking closely at this. People are getting ready to include these variants in a vaccine if we need a second-generation vaccine. But I'm just trying to calm the waters a little bit here. Worry when you start to see people who've gotten the vaccine, fully vaccinated, that then nonetheless are still hospitalized or killed by these viruses. That hasn't happened yet.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We're with Walter Bosley. We're talking about this book called This Tragic Earth, collection of Shaver stories edited by William Michael Mott. And very fascinating, as you see. Shaver is something you can talk about endlessly. It's just difficult that we're dealing with a guy who died more than 40 years ago. And thus, even bringing him up now will just bring out, well, it's that guy Steinberg is living in the past because he's so old. But then Walter Bosley is not nearly quite as old, and he's publishing a book about it. What can I say?
Yeah. It's evergreen, this material. It's eternally interesting. Whether you believe it or not, whether you want to believe a portion of it or not, it is still fascinating material.
And the other thing dealing with time travel and everything, we talk about the book from H.G. Wells called The Time Machine. And Shaver said the Morlocks, those subsurface creatures, the cannibals who would, eat the handsome surface people, the vegans,
yeah,
the Morlocks were based on the Deros.
Oh,
and he said that H.G. Wells,
okay.
In 1895, H.G. Wells knew this.
Now, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's what Shaver believed, right? Is that
correct?
Wells, yeah. Okay.
When you start with Shaver, you have endless topics. Just the theory of an advanced civilization that because of some kind of catastrophic event left our planet, except for those who were abandoned, left our planet, and we're talking about Lemuria or Atlantis or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that Atlantis and Lemuria, okay, whatever the nugget of truth may have been to support, you know, these ideas, I think that nugget of truth is there. I think it's a real thing. I lean towards the long ago civilization with, you know, some form of advanced technology. And that's why these legends interest me, and I think that's why they interest, you know, a lot of people, is because of that possibility, because of the things we see in archaeology that, you know, the mainstream archaeologists can't really explain, like those out-of-place parts, the ooparts, as they're called, and the stuff that, I know it's controversial with a lot of people, but the stuff presented by Crimmo and Thompson in their Forbidden Archaeology, whether you like them or not, or whether you like where their perspective they're coming from or not, they do present some very interesting things and questions that can't be ignored, in my opinion, and those kinds of things tend to support whatever that nugget of truth is behind the idea of Atlantis and Lemuria. And certainly Shaver's stuff, you know, fits in there. So that's where, you know, some people say, well, of course, you know, he read all this stuff and he was familiar with it. He read Wells. So of course he made it all up based on this other stuff. Well, okay, that is possible. That has to be recognized that that's possible. But, you know, with Shaver, as you get into the details, I think, you get into the weeds, so to speak, on Shaver, I think you end up in one of those conversations where, you know, you can't always come away certain that none of it's true, right? You come away thinking, oh, well, there might be something to this thread and that part, you know, and this part over here. And that's why it keeps Shaver, I think, eternally interesting, you know, to folks interested in the things we are.
Having known Shaver, he was 100% sincere, whatever you think about it. You think he was crazy. Mm-hmm. You think he was mistaken. Whatever you think. He believed everything, 100%, and that's a fact, and there's nothing else that you can really say about it. Make whatever opinion you want to have.
Mm-hmm. You know, Walter, it is really great to have you back on the show, because, I mean, these things, too, they kind of fit in with what you were talking about earlier with the breakaway civilizations. And, and it sounds like you've evolved your views on breakaway civilizations, which I think is really positive and the sign of a thinker who isn't simply pushing an agenda. I mean, if we were having that same discussion on the forum today, I was just thinking, you know, I'd be agreeing with everything you're saying about it earlier in the show. And I think that's really progressive. And the other thing that you were saying there about how it's eternally fascinating. It's really nice to talk to people who still find it to be that way. Because like you said, you know, no matter what you come away from these subjects with, you're thinking, right? It makes you think about something. You might not believe it. You might think some of it's kind of weird. But a few people, unless they just offhandedly dismiss it, fail to become interested enough in it that they actually think, like, well, how is that even possible? And well, that's what I like about you. You come up with some really interesting stuff to try to explain, like, well, how some of this stuff is possible.
Well, you have to, you know, about a decade ago, there were people that just went into a hissy fit if anyone's speculated anything. And you know, that was kind of ridiculous on their part. And most of them had their own agenda with that because, you know, when you're speculating, when you're hypothesizing, when you're thinking outside of the box, this is how you do just that. Think outside of the box. When you're trying to answer, you know, a question about something weird or there seems to be no answer, you have to think outside of the box in order to even reach where the truth is sometimes, because sometimes that truth lies outside the box. And so you got to go out there to get at it. And the path to that truth that's outside of the box is hypothesizing. It is speculation. It is throwing spaghetti against the wall. Okay. And of course, what do you do in the process as you throw those things out, those hypotheticals and those speculations? You test them against reality against the facts, and you eliminate those that reality and the facts cannot possibly support. Notice what I said. I said cannot possibly support. You don't throw away something that could still be possible. You got to keep that, you know. How I evolved my view of the breakaway civilization, breakaway society, there I go doing it again. But the breakaway society thing was, there was a big fat question that I always acknowledged from the get-go and continued to be a problem, and that is, if this NIMSA organization, which I have, you know, hypothesized, you know, extrapolated through a hypothesis being this bigger thing than what we know from just one source being Delschau, if I'm right about this NIMSA thing leading into 20th century Germany, and if I'm right about the other even more, way more hypothetical group I call the 1903, the big question is, okay, during the 20th century, we can almost point to when somebody says, where was NIMSA? Well, my answer to that, where was NIMSA in the 20th century? It was the Nazi war machine. It was Nazi Germany, because I'm not going to go through all the things I wrote about it in multiple books, but if you follow, it starts out as a Prussian thing in the 1850s, and as you move through in the Second Reich and all that, to me it's obvious that if you had to answer the question, where was the hypothetical NIMSA in the 20th century, you come to Nazi Germany. But then again, the other question is, well, where was this other way more hypothetical group, the 1903? And I can't answer that. If they exist, you're right. Where the heck were they? Because they certainly weren't, that I'm aware of, helping the Allies in any way. So if, and it's a big fat if with capital letters, if you had a NIMSA, which became the Nazi machine or whatever, you know, and you had this NIMSA helping the Nazis, why didn't we have any other breakaway group helping the Allies? So what that does is that not only raises the question of, okay, is this way out hypothesis about another group I call the 1903, okay, can that be eliminated because they should have been present in the 20th century?
All right, let's break it here, Walter. We've got so much more to come with Walter Bosley. We're going to make him stick around for the after the Paracast show. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Kahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And I know we don't mention this very often, but when we do have a guest on, a few days before the guest appears, before the recording session, we post in our forums at forum.theparacast.com, a place called Question Bank. We post the information, the bio of the author or lecturer that we're going to have on, and their photo, no matter how they look, publish their photo. Unless they are really monstrous, then we just have a cartoon. I'm kidding. And we give you listeners a chance to ask questions, and we have several that Randall will be bringing up later on the show, because you have a big fan base, Walter Bosley. I'll tell you that.
Oh, gosh. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, well, actually, you've got a YouTube podcast going, too. And I was just watching it the other day. What's really good about it, you don't necessarily have to have the video on all the time. I just put it on, and it was playing in the background, and it was like somebody telling me this story, and it was just like, it was really actually kind of cool to just listen to. So I've done that a couple more times too. So, don't forget to check out Walter's podcast on YouTube too, if you listeners out there kind of like what you're hearing here. We were talking about breakaway civilizations there, the different possibilities, and something that you said, which really rings true to me as well, is the idea of whether or not you can eliminate whether something is or isn't possible, because you can do all of the conjecturing and speculation and write up all the papers you want to try and prove something is true if you believe in it enough. But if it's just not possible, that's all really kind of a waste of time. Once you know it's not possible, you need to change your tack. You need to go, okay, that explanation isn't possible, but that doesn't mean the phenomenon's gone away. So how else do we explain it? And with this, it just some news for people out there. I don't know if you guys have heard of this yet, but you guys know about the Bigelow Institute for Consciousness Studies?
Yes. Now he's focusing more on life after death than on chasing the flying saucers.
Right. Well, he's got a prize out now. Okay. For an essay, $500,000. If your essay proves afterlives, okay? So right away, you've got a situation. I mean, he's doing it again. He's doing the same thing he did with UFOs. He's taking a false premise to begin with and saying, we only want to look at the question from the point of view of a believer who wants to prove it's real. We don't want anything that proves it's not possible. Because if you could prove it's not possible, this whole essay and everything would be pointless, wouldn't it? So,
if you could, yeah.
It would. And I think you can. That's just the thing. I think afterlives are easily proven to be impossible by all of the rules of this contest. But they don't want that. They only want believers who can write an essay on how it must be true. So, but there you go. I mean, for people out there who, you know, are believers and think they can prove it, go to the BICS website and, you know, send your application in. I mean, Leslie Kane is one of the judges on the panel that will decide whether or not your essay is worthy enough. And I couldn't get, you know, past second base talking to her on the last interview about afterlives because she just was like of a particular opinion and went into her shell. And that was the end of that discussion.
Mm. I find that subjects like that, I have come to, you bring up a good point. We have this issue in, let's say, our community, let's use that term, whether it be UFOs or anything, where we have the true believers, right? We've all dealt with the true believers. Some of us, there are some things which we ourselves, others would call us true believers on, you know? So there's that true believerism. And I think that Bigelow, he knows that. He's aware of it. And he's a businessman. You know, not to completely demonize the guy. I mean, hey, yeah, he's a wealthy businessman who I think is sincerely interested in these strange things we're all interested in. I think his interest is sincere. Now, even though he capitalizes on it and stuff, that's another discussion. But, you know, it's good that there's a wealthy businessman who is interested, openly interested in these things. So, you know, that's the positive side. But absolutely, he's aware that true believerism makes up a critical mass enough in our community to be a lucrative audience, you know, to be a lucrative target demographic for what you're selling. And so I think that's why you were saying that they're looking for the essay to prove it. They don't want to go negative because they're targeting true believers. And, you know, true believers don't want to hear anything negative, right? He's obviously being, you know, kind of a shrewd businessman there.
I want to tell you one thing here, by the way. He, of course, is the owner of a suite of hotels. I think it's Budget Suites or something like that. Mm-hmm. I looked it up. Those hotels get some of the worst reviews.
Oh, God.
I've ever really? Seen. I mean, the reason I thought of it is there was a time here we were between apartments and we lived in a motel for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked up the reviews. And of course, we're trying to combine this impossible situation of price versus quality. And we found the good compromise, a locally owned place. But this particular chain, you know, I don't care who Robert Bigelow is, I wouldn't say one of his motels. Sorry.
Right.
Or at least based on the reviews.
Yeah.
And that's only on his Earth hotels. I mean, imagine if he took this into space. You know, his plan was for inflatable ones, right? Like, okay.
Yeah. Could you imagine being up there on the moon and, honey, I think our portal is cracking. Oh, great.
Yeah. The balloon is leaking. We're losing atmosphere. Better get the patch out, get the bicycle repair kit.
I'm calling Yelp immediately.
Anyway, okay, so here's one, though, right? Like, what if, just because speculation is fun.
Sure.
Okay? I mean, you were talking about
useful.
Extraterrestrials, ETH, you know, your standard interstellar hypothesis is being...
Sure.
Probably the most reasonable, and
I think it's more reasonable and practical from the materialist point of view, naturally, than time, the whole thing about time travel. I have my personal opinions and thoughts on time travel. I know I'm in that camp that, you know, thinks it's not impossible yet, but yeah, definitely if you had to compare the two, particularly for the, you have to give a nod to the ETH as the more materially practical.
Right. So then let's just assume, okay, well, that's the case. Mm-hmm. Then there's nothing stopping us here on Earth, society in its entirety, mm-hmm. from being the breakaway civilization.
Right.
Maybe we're the breakaway civilization, yeah. and they, because they came here and either seeded the planet with life or mm-hmm. have dropped, you know, others off. And that explains a lot of things, like Dr. Michael Masters. He was saying that the similarity between many of the aliens that people report and us is way too close to just be sheerly coincidental. Some of them are identical to us as human beings and even genetically compatible. Well, what does that really say? Like, he thinks it's like, okay, they came back in time, but they could just as easily be like space nomads that were like sure. us that came here, dropped us off, and here we are.
I don't see where, I mean, no, I get where it's coming from, but I completely disagree with the perspective. This idea that human beings just like us could only have originated here on Earth and only have developed here on Earth, that is ridiculous, because I've said this for a while and I stand by this. Until scientists, particularly mainstream scientists, until scientists have visited every habitable planet, every Earth-like planet in the entire universe, cosmos, whatever you want to call it, and they have found no human beings like us anywhere, only then, and I emphasize only then, can science say there couldn't possibly be humans like us anywhere else, that originate anywhere else. That is such a talk about true believerism. That's true believerism on their part.
Or true disbeliever. Yeah, you could be anything. Human, but the thing is also,
human like us could certainly have come from other worlds. Absolutely.
Well, see, also, when they look at and evaluate extrasolar planets, mm-hmm. one of the considerations is, are the conditions Earth-like? In other words, right. able to sustain life as sure. we know it. Once mm-hmm. you do that, you leave open the possibility, well, if we could possibly live there, maybe yeah. a similar civilization. Or it's just as possible here that we do have spacefaring civilizations who seeded many of these worlds, and therefore yeah. we are descended yeah. from them. I like the pause there. We are descended, pause, from them. We got a pause that refreshes here with Walter, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.